My name is Luther from Windhoek Server Intop and 2 team, and now I'm going to talk about the branch cache protocol family interop test suites. So here's the agenda. The first part we'll talk about branch cache test suite itself, including what was the test scope, the test scenario, the test environment, and also the test suite components. And the second part, we will talk about how to run the test suite against partner implementation, how to config, and I will also show a demo on the configuration and testing. So I think in last session, Mike already covered the modes for the branch cache, so I will repeat that. I just want to talk about the test scope of our test suite. In distributed cache mode, we will test the content server. And in hosted cache mode, we can test both content server and the hosted cache server. If we map back our test suite scenario back to the protocol family and the individual protocols, we will cover the content information protocol, that's PCCRC, the transports, SME2 for the I/O control codes, and the PCCRTP, which is transporting over HTTP. And also the PCCRR, the retrieval protocol, and finally the PCHC, the hosted cache protocol. So we organize our test scenarios and test cases based on the system that we are testing. As you can see from the screenshot, we organize according to whether we are going to test a content server or a hosted cache server. We can also differentiate between these two versions, the V1 and the V2. Okay, here is the test environment. So generally we have two networks. The one above is for the headquarter network. We have the content server there. And below, we have the clients and also the hosted cache server. Here is how we test the implementation and also the test suite components. So here we have the client and also the servers. The servers are the system on the test, which can be replaced by your implementation. And the client, we will replace it with our test cases. These test cases will act as synthetic clients. The test cases talk with the SUTs through the TCP/IP stack, but we do not need any. We do not depend on the APIs provided by Windows. We also have some SUT control adapters which will set the states of the system on the tests, like clearing the caches and verifying whether the cache exists. So that's the end of the first part. Any questions? Okay, so let's move to the next one. How to configure the test suite and also run against the partner implementation. So we need three steps in order to run the test suite to test the SUT. The first one is to update the SUT config file to specify the credentials and other information. And the second part is to config the SUT adapter either to use a manual way or automated script way. So the final step is to run test in Visual Studio. So the first part to update configuration. we can find this configuration file named branchcache-test-suite.deployment.ptf-config file in the test suite project. And here we can specify which transport protocol you are using and which version you are supporting and the computer names, the credentials, and also other information in below. So, and the second step is to config the SUT control adapter. In order to set the states of the system on the test, we need to control some mechanism to control them. So the first step, first approach is to use interactive control adapter, which is manually to prompt you to set from the console or using your own commands. So you need to go to the branchcache-test-suite.ptf-config file and change the type of the adapter to interactive. And then whenever the test case needs to control the SUT, it will prompt up a dialog to instruct what kind of action you need to perform to your system. And the second approach is to use PowerShell. This actually, the PowerShell could invoke any script, including maybe your SSH scripts with some Windows SSH client like PLink. So ideally, it could be used as automation. So in order to use this approach, you need to change the adapter type to PowerShell and to implement the script according to the interface we provided. So the last step is to run the test suite in Visual Studio. After this test suite is installed, there will be a shortcut of the folder created on the desktop. So you can double-click the folder and go into the source folder, open with Visual Studio, open the solution, but remember to use administrator privilege. And then you can get to the test list, select the cases you wanted to run, and click run to execute this test. So let's let me show a demo on how to run against test. Okay, the question was whether this test suite could run against HTTP server and SMB2 server. The answer is yes, it supports both transports. So on my laptop, I ran some VMs in Hi-4V. Here is the SMB server that we wanted to test. So it's definitely a Windows server, but I will pretend it not to be. So I will modify the configuration to use interactive adapter so you can follow the same step to test your own server. So this is the client. And we already installed the test suite on this machine. As you can see, there are some shortcuts created. So if we go into this folder, sources, branch cache, test code, you will find this test solution here. And you can open it with Studio. So the first step is to modify the configuration files. We need to go to this test suite project and find this deployment config. Double click it, and I modified this settings, including this transport. I use I used SMB2, and we support both versions. And I modified the content server name to SMB server, and also the credentials. Okay, the next step is to config the SUT control adapter. So we need to go to this configuration file and change this type of adapter to interactive. So finally, we can open the test list to find all the test cases from here. So we can double click the VSMDI file and check the test case you want it to run. So before I run this case, let's first see an overview for this scenario. This is a very simple test case to verify the function of retrieving content information. So we have the client and the content server. So first, the test case will invoke the SUT control adapter to instruct the server to clear all the caches it's already, all the hashes it already built. And then it will send SMB read hash request to the server. And of course, since it's the first read, the server will return with hash not present. Next up, the client send SMB to read, and the server will return the content, and in the meanwhile, the hash will be generated. Finally, the client sends read hash again, and the server will return the hash. Test case verifies that the hash is computed correctly, and finally clean up the environment. So any question for the scenario? Okay, so let's go to Visual Studio to click run button. Case running. And since we are using interactive adapter, a dialog pops up and asks me to clear the hash that is already generated on the content server. So instead of going to the server itself, I used a telnet client. You can use SSH client or even go to the server console to execute the command to clear the hash. And then we click succeed. So the case will continue. Let's wait for a while. Okay, when the test case completes, it prompts me to clear the hash again to reset the environment. So I execute this clear hash command again and click succeed. And the test case passed. So if we look back to see what was going on, here it issues the first SMB2 read hash IOCTL, and nothing is returned. And then SMB2 read triggers the hash generation, and another read hash request. The server returns the hash, and we verify the content information and finish this test case. So that's all for the content. Do you have any questions? Please. Okay, so thanks for your time, and that's all.